One of MIT's leading nuclear scientists has returned home to the Boston area after spending 3.5 years in Washington forming energy policy. Ernest Moniz served as Secretary of Energy for most of President Obama's second term. He's now back at MIT teaching physics and is also leading a nonprofit group that aims to reduce nuclear threats around the world. Moniz was a key figure in major negotiations such as the Iran nuclear deal and the Paris Climate Agreement. He came to our studios where we asked for his reaction to President Trump's rollback of carbon emissions rules and his effort to boost the coal industry.
Well, I think there are a number of flaws in the argument, shall we say. In fact, even the industry itself, the coal industry itself, acknowledges that its main challenges over these last years have come from the marketplace, from low-cost natural gas in particular. I think what this set of actions by the president will do, unfortunately, is slow up our moving towards lower carbon, number one. And number two, it's going to hurt our innovation agenda that will allow us to capture a large fraction, we would hope, of a multi-trillion dollar international green energy technology market.
But, you know, there are coal miners out there who are hoping that the Trump move will bring back their jobs and bring back coal. In Massachusetts, we're closing our last coal-fired power plant, Brayton Point, this summer. Isn't there a chance of a comeback or no chance?
I don't see any chance of new coal plants being built. This will probably extend the life of some of the existing coal plants a few more years.
There's been a lot of talk about the role of states and the role states will have, particularly in states where governors and legislatures want to continue to push forward with clean energy and environmental protections in the face of whatever the Trump administration is going to do. Can you speak to that issue here in Massachusetts?
I believe the states really need to think about how they might pick up more of an international leadership role. We're seeing it with states and regions. We're also seeing it with cities. Mayors have come together and have become real champions of climate. Massachusetts certainly has distinguished itself in terms of a booming renewable business, but also, I might add, I believe is still ranked number one in energy efficiency by the energy economists. So that's absolutely critical.
I'm wondering if you've spoken to your successor, former Texas Governor Rick Perry, since he took office in early March, and if so, what'd you tell him?
Well, look, I've told then-Governor, now Secretary Perry, that I'm certainly available when I can help him with a little history, certainly with my own advice from dealing with the department and the bureaucracy. One thing that I hammered home was the importance of the laboratories, of innovation, of R&D. I've been very pleased with the emphasis that Secretary Perry has placed on these. However, I must say that there's a bit of a disconnect. So, for example, Secretary Perry quite correctly issued a tweet earlier in March praising a particular program, ARPA-E, which has been very innovative in producing technologies ready for the investors. Well, he praised it, and then, I don't know, a week later came the famous skinny budget that proposed zeroing out this program, which has been extraordinarily successful.
Let me move on to another subject. President Obama authorized a $1 trillion nuclear modernization program in his last year, $1 trillion over the next 30 years to upgrade the nation's nuclear weapons. A majority of the DOE's budget already goes to making and cleaning up after nuclear weapons. Would a program like that lock us into a race to develop our nuclear arsenal for generations to come?
The overall so-called modernization program is estimated at approaching $1 trillion, but I want to emphasize most of that is for the delivery systems, the submarines, the missiles, the bombers, not the nuclear weapons themselves, which the Department of Energy is responsible for. That's more like $80 billion over a few decades. Number two, the word modernization is often misinterpreted. What this really is about, if you like, refurbishment. So the Department of Energy, the facilities that we use for the weapons stockpile safety and reliability, those facilities have not been invested in typically for over 50 years. We simply have to rebuild. This is not about new weapons with new capabilities. It is about maintaining what has been a shrinking stockpile of nuclear weapons so that as long as we have them, they are safe and reliable, even as we hopefully keep moving in steps, maybe that small steps, towards the elimination of nuclear weapons globally.
Let me ask about the Iran nuclear deal, which you were one of the main negotiators. President Trump called it disastrous and has promised to dismantle it. At least he said that during the campaign. Do you think the Trump administration will actually undo the deal? And what happens if it does?
Well, first of all, the Iran agreement is certainly, in my view, very much to our favor. If we walk away, my good friend General Brent Scowcroft, National Security Advisor in the Republican administration, has said very concisely, if we walk away alone, because this deal was not just the U.S., it was all the permanent members of the Security Council, plus the EU, plus Germany. So I think it is sinking in, frankly, and other members of the cabinet, including General Mattis, for example, have stated that at this stage our best approach is to make sure the deal is implemented as negotiated and at the same time crank up the pressure on Iran for a number of its other activities that obviously we have a big problem with. Support for Hezbollah, Yemen, Syria, missiles, you name it. We got a lot of problems with Iran, but the deal took the existential threat of a nuclear weapon off the table as we address those other issues.
It seems like President Trump's big concern here, at least it seems to be interpreted this way, is that we can't trust Iran to hold to the deal. What do you say to that?
This is the agreement that provides our window into the program, that provides a unique way of doing that. Walking away from the deal goes exactly in the wrong direction. The deal is not based on trust. It's based upon verification.
Mr. Secretary, thank you very much for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
MIT Professor Ernest Moniz was the Secretary of Energy for most of President Obama's second term.